chaos is everywhere.
Hey everybody, this is Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm just topping in here to tell you about the granddaddy of all our podcast, Chaos is Everywhere. Chaos is Everywhere is our longest running podcast at 100 episodes, where we watch anything and everything that strikes our fancy. So sit back with your friends, watch a movie or a TV show, and learn about all the weird trivia and production notes that went into making that TV show, and definitely get a few laughs. That's Chaos Everywhere, every other Wednesday. We'll see you soon, everybody. Hey, buddy.
What up, homie?
Nothing much.
That's cute. But
I saw you came on because I was watching TV waiting for you. So.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to respond to me that quickly, not going to lie.
I was looking at my phone at the time, so that's why I was immediate.
I see.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people that waits to text if I'm happen to have my phone in my hand, which is not an unreasonable thing for me to be doing most of the time.
Yeah. I'll
back. So.
Well, shit. All right. Yeah.
All right. Welcome to Chaos at Ringside. I am your host, Jonathan Gilchrist. And that guy over there, his lesson for the day is fish do not like coffee. That's Mr. Art Advice.
Yeah. Get it. Sip.
And today we got to go through Dynasty. Before we get into the details, do you want the final tally? Because it's actually pretty fucking surprising.
Really?
Once I sat down and tallied it.
Yeah, sure.
So, with the final tally, you have 9 wins and 3 losses, so you won.
Really?
Yep. Because we only differed on one match, which was the Bang Bang Gang, which is what they're called now, not Bullet Club.
Yeah. I didn't realize we got that many wrong, honestly.
Yeah, we did. We'll go through the list. I can tell you which ones we did. I got 8 right and 4 wrong. And our friend, this kills me, DJ Mattman, also got 8 right and 4 wrong. He got that score by getting
this is hilariously awesome.
He got wrong.
That's so cool.
It's his best. I've already told him it's his best performance to date. But yeah, I've caught up on Dynamite and Collision. I just watched Collision and Rampage today, so we got all the stuff up to date.
That's just hilarious.
Yeah, no, I was like, what? I like recounted it just to make sure. I was like, damn it. Anyway, so yeah, we'll just go through Dynasty first, then we can talk about the stuff that's happened since. There's obviously big news that happened on Dynamite.
Yep.
And Collision and Rampage were actually really good. I'm always surprised by Rampage. It seems to be like I don't know if it's going to be a continuing strategy, but they're doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Next week it's going to be Dynamite and then Rampage right after.
That is interesting.
3 hours. Yeah. I think it's mostly because of the playoff stuff, but it's helping Rampage's fucking ratings a lot because people are continuing to watch. And I prefer it, honestly.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's start off. Our first one, all 3 of us got right. It was Trent Barretta versus Matt Sydal. It was just a good, solid match.
Yeah.
I thought the Trent's still wearing the T-shirt that he had with Orange Cassidy for the tag titles was pretty cool. And he kind of kept adding to it by like crossing off Orange Cassidy's name throughout the week.
Yeah.
And we'll get to what the latest thing that just happened, which was the main thing on Rampage, which was really cool between him. The next one, all 3 of us got wrong. I think DJ Mattman mostly got this wrong because of his hatred of Orange Cassidy.
We
had Shane Taylor Promotions. And looking back on it, honestly, it kind of is weird that we bet against Orange Cassidy and Shavada. I mean, I think the reasoning we had was that they're trying to really build up Shane Taylor Promotion.
Yeah.
I think
that was kind of the mindset for everyone.
Yeah. And I do think part of it. You know, I'll just start doing storylines as we come to them. But
yeah,
and I'll circle back to Trent in a minute so I can just get that out of the way. What they're doing is actually they're in a storyline with Shibata. So on Rampage, I think it was Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty versus Shibata and Garcia. And Shibata and Garcia won the match. So, yeah, I think that's going to be the thing. It's like Shane Taylor Promotions versus Shibata versus maybe Garcia with him. Huh. But that's sort of what they're building. Just to circle back to the Trent, the big thing that happened was Trent came out on Dynamite and said, like, I said to Chuck, I don't have a problem with you, but you have to choose a side.
Right.
And Chuck came out and said, I don't want to match with you. I want to fight you in the parking lot. And that's what happened on Rampage. And God, was it a bloody affair.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. It was like, it's really weird because it just slowly happened that this became like the signature match of the best friends.
Yeah.
Like of all the teams, it seems like the weird choice for that to be their match. But yeah, it was really, really bloody. It ended with Trent hitting a pile driver on top of a car and then putting Chuck into a triangle choke after he's like knocked out. And that's how he won. Then afterwards, like Chuck is sort of sitting on the top of the car with his leg hanging down, and Orange Cassidy and Statlander show up, and Trent had already picked up a pipe, and he says to Orange Cassidy, "This is your fault," and smashes Chuck's ankle, which is his injury, the reason he's been out, with the pipe and breaking the car window behind it. It was really well done by the camera angle. And so, yeah, so Orange Cassidy basically fucked over Chuck. So I honestly thought there might have been a swerve because earlier on, like, Statlander had come out and said to Orange Cassidy, like, hey, he needs our help. She just said he. And then they showed Orange Cassidy coming over to Chuck, but not Statlander. So I was like, is Statlander going to join with Trent? And, like, Orange is going to be with Chuck? But she was there with Orange Cassidy. So
that would have been weird.
Yeah, they didn't pull that swerve. But I think they're kind of building to it because right after Trent did the shit he did, he, like, whispered in Statlander's ear something, which we still don't know what he said. So
no offense to her.
Uh-huh.
But, like, what's she going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I will see what if they play it off. The other part of it was that Don Callis was watching the match and like looked interested. So maybe he's gonna like proposition Trent to be part of the family. Yeah,
that would be interesting, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta figure out something to do with him. I mean, we got a match with Orange Cassidy probably at the next pay per view.
Right.
After that, he needs to have his own thing to do. So
right.
So I guess we'll have to wait. Yeah. All right. So there's that. The Shibata, the tag match happened. His next big thing is he's going against the Learning Tree, Chris Jericho, and for the FTW title on Dynamite. I will say, I like a lot of people are hating on Jericho, but I have to keep giving him his credit that, again, he's just managed to reinvent himself for like the umpteenth time.
Yeah.
It's completely different than anything else I've seen. It kind of reminds me of very, very early WCW Jericho, where, like, right after he became a babyface, but before he said he was a heel, he would just come out and be like, I'm sorry that I attacked the babyface. It wasn't me. And, like, it reminds me of that insincerity, but it's not exactly the same.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, but I really, I'm enjoying it, but I also kind of get at people's point that are kind of, like, tired of Jericho. Like, it has been, it's been a while since they've, like, had time to miss him, I think.
Yeah, that makes, I get that. I get what they're saying with that.
Yeah, plus there's still people online that are talking about the thing that came out a few months ago that never had any evidence.
Yeah.
That still pops up, but the more I, like I said, it never had any evidence. The person that was supposedly hurt by Jericho never came out and said anything. It was all from this one reporter that admitted that they didn't like Jericho.
Right.
So it's like, it's weird in that sense. But yeah, but I like the learning tree. I'm interested to see what happens with him. And Big Bill was on Rampage just destroying a guy, telling Jericho throughout the match to watch this. And yeah, so we're going to get to see Big Bill because he came out and said he wanted to sit under the learning tree on Dynamite. I wonder if Ricky Starks is going to join him when he comes back. That would be kind of cool. Jericho, Starks, and Big Bill is a thing. But, I mean, just Big Bill by himself is a whole stable. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Then the next match was the one that made sure you won. It was the Acclaimed versus the Bang Bang Gang.
Yes, sir.
One, I realized why I thought about it. I was like, oh yeah, it makes perfect sense that they're combining the trios. Not because Tony Khan doesn't love having too many titles.
No, that's definitely not the case.
It's just a matter of like how many trios can you make for two separate titles?
Exactly, yeah.
So like I think this way they can use the ROH trios to come in and do the AEW trios and they can just all fight for the same titles, basically. Yeah.
But
I was legitimately surprised. I was not expecting the Acclaim to lose to the Guns and Switchblade, but
I was.
It happened. Yes, you were. That's why you got the victory and I did not.
That's why I won, yeah.
You want to say it again? Like, just that you won? Just one more time?
I'm not that kind of person. I did win.
Yeah, you did. Okay. But they're also not getting rid of the Acclaim's customized belts so far. They had both sets, so it's not like they've immediately come out with a new set. Maybe they will do one set of belts for both eventually because it is unified now. But we'll have to wait and see what they decide to do. You know Tony Khan loves to have new belts made, so.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
And then our next match was the trios with Adam Copeland, Eddie, who was the third member that I'm forgetting? Mark Briscoe.
There you go, yep.
First the House Black. It was going to come back to me.
I know. I had faith.
And we, all three of us, got this right that the House of Black was going to win.
Yep.
It was a good trios match. It did lead directly into what we thought on Collision. Malakai challenged Adam Copeland for a TNT title shot on Dynamite. So that's coming up this next week. I'm interested to see what happens with The Mist. And, like, does Malakai win the title? I don't think so, but I don't think that whatever happens in this match is the end of the story. I think there's still more. But it's, all good stuff. That Black Mist is certainly a good, like, story element. Like, they've really built it up, so anytime anybody gets hit with it, you're like, oh, fuck, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So, let's see. The next one is the Y2J and Hook. Oh, man. I've heard people, including, like, Kevin Nash, say that this wasn't good. I really enjoyed it. What did you think of the FTW rules match?
I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's a hardcore match, dude. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that there's still good hardcore matches and there's clusterfuck hardcore matches.
Yeah.
Like this one, I don't think became a clusterfuck. I think it had a point and it like built well. And I think the ending with Jericho using the bat and then Taz coming to the like ringside and telling him to get the fuck away from Hook, basically.
Mm-hmm.
All of it was really good storytelling.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus,
insincere Jericho at the end, like, I didn't want to do it, but I had to. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I understand it's a hardcore match, so it's not everybody's cup of tea. There are some people that still doubt Hook, which I get that he's still young, but I think he's holding up well fighting guys that are much more experienced than him, as far as I can tell. So, Let's see. The next match we both got right and DJ Man Man got wrong was the Kyle O'Reilly versus Roderick Strong. Yeah, I like really good back and forth wrestling, as you knew they would do.
Yeah.
Because these two know each other so well. The backbreakers were fucking phenomenal. So many
Messiah was having them happen.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought they did a really good job, and it made Kyle look good, but you also, you know, if you knew, you knew that he wasn't going to walk away with the win. But they did also end up using Wardlow to, like, do the distraction.
Yeah.
Which does lead into the whole Adam Cole is healed thing, which is a cool thing to see. And the did you I think everybody saw it, but did you clock that stare that Cole gave to Wardlow?
Well, yeah. I don't think they tried to hide it. That was pretty obvious.
So I just really loved it. It was such good, like, acting on his part, and then instantly go into, like, friend mode again. No, I'm like, the Kingdom's still cooking along. Hopefully now that Adam Cole's healed, we'll get to see some more storylines. So we can get to it with the world title, but my thoughts going forward, what's going to happen is that we're not going to get MJF and Adam Cole for the title at Wembley, but what I think we're going to get is Adam Cole is going to get a title shot at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think MJF might come back and cost him that.
Oh, yeah, that maybe.
Into the Wembley fight, which just won't be for a title. That was my thought as I was sitting there, because we both were kind of like, what happens with MJF now that, like, Joe's not champion? I think that's the general idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. The next one is one of the ones that DJ Man Man got right and we got wrong, was Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale. It was surprising. It makes sense because of all the stuff. They've instantly already built up the Mercedes angle with, like, she took 8 months of my career.
Yeah.
It's all here.
Also, I think Julia Hart's injured.
That might be true. I think she was injured a while ago, but, like, they said it, and then, like, a couple weeks went by, and then she was still wrestling.
Yeah.
So, she might need to be off the road as part of it. Right. But, yeah, now it's just, does Willow become that transitional champion?
I can see it.
Yeah, it could happen, but I could also see them, like, having her win. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's hard to say, like, in AEW. Like, if it was there to be, it'd be no contest. They're just going to take it off her. But they don't do that as often in AEW. Yeah. So. I guess we'll wait and see. I'm looking forward to it. The angle pretty much writes itself. I mean, they already did a promo. Right. She is her.
Yeah.
The angle writes itself. Like, they did the promo on Dynamite. It's all... I won't say paint by the numbers, but it's all very well executed, but it's very, you know, basic.
Right.
Like, yeah. Let's see. The next one was all three of us got right, was Okada versus Pac, which was actually, like, the first match of the night.
It was. It was so good, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, just great back and forth. I don't think they ever got me with, like, a false finish with Pac.
But it was still, like, it was just a great match.
Yeah. And Okada, you know, getting the win, because obviously we needed the tag match. Yeah. Yeah, no, I can see why they spent money on him. It was probably a good idea.
I can see why he was the ace in New Japan.
Yeah.
For, like, a decade.
Yeah, no, I could. It makes sense. Nothing. I can't wait to see who they put up for that title next. He's kind of rolled up into the Young Bucks thing, which we'll get to in a second.
Right.
But it's still going to be interesting to see who he ends up fighting next. Actually, the next one is the Young Bucks versus FTR. All three of us got this right.
Yep.
I got it extra right because I did mention Jack Perry.
Yeah, I feel like that was kind of, like, cheap.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it wasn't even like I heard it online and I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense
Yeah.
because they call them out on TV and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
Honestly, I think it, as far as like giving the Young Bucks their third title reign, especially with this character, it all really dwells together well. Like, of course, they needed outside help to beat FTR,
Right.
and of course, it's Jack Perry.
Right.
Did you watch the clip of what happened on Dynamite with them in Tony Khan?
Yeah.
Like, what did you think of the like how they put it together?
I mean, it was done well by everyone except Tony Khan.
What do you mean?
He like it, the way he dropped from the quote unquote punch.
Okay, yeah.
Like, and I get it, he's not, but
It's not. Yeah, he like that was a little awkward, but I think he sold the what I think now they're officially calling the TK killer. He sold that pretty well for a non-wrestler.
Yeah.
So like it's not a hard thing to do. He's got to fall and stay fallen, but he did a good job. And I like the added like bonus of having his dad come out like on the for the first time ever on AEW TV,
Yeah.
just as like a oh, this really happened moment. But also it's just a really good like it's a good storyline. I'm really excited about what this could mean as far as the Young Bucks and Jack Perry and Okada doing
Yeah, I
now
get
that they've
you.
taken out Tony Khan.
I am
There's
curious to see
all
what happens now, you know what I mean? Like if Tony Khan like brings together the Avengers.
That's yeah, they might do that. One thing they did set up on Collision was that Tony Khan has not been cleared to travel.
Right.
So after next week, he's supposed to be running the show remotely.
Yeah.
And Nigel McGuinness brought up, yeah, but what if something happens in the place? Who would run it then? It'd probably have to be the EVPs.
Right, yeah.
So we're probably going to play off of that for a while.
I can see
So I think
that.
that'll be cool. Plus, as far as like what's going to happen, as far as like if anyone's going to step up for Tony Khan, Kenny Omega is going to be back on Dynamites on next Wednesday.
Yep.
I don't know what like what he's exactly he's going to do because he's in Winnipeg, so it's more for like hometown thing, but we'll
Right.
see how happy he is, I
Also, I
guess.
think it's this Wednesday coming up.
Yeah, this Wednesday. I must have said something else,
You
but
said
I
next
meant this
Wednesday,
Wednesday.
motherfucker.
Well, technically it's next from here. Like it's the next Wednesday to happen after we record
We're
this.
recording it
But I
on
guess
Sunday. That's the beginning of the new week.
right. And plus this will come out on Wednesday,
It's
so
coming
it'll
out
actually
literally
come
the
out
day that it happens.
the day that we're going to see Kenny Omega again. So what I'm saying is you're right, and I am sorry that I'm a failure at everything in
Listen,
life.
man, I'm used to it at this point, all right?
I still feel like I disappoint you, and I'd never want to
No,
do
no,
that.
no. Never. All you do is make me look good, bro.
By comparison. All right, but yeah, I really don't have any notes for the match itself. Like, there was a really good fucking tag ladder
Oh,
match,
absolutely.
as you expect from them.
Lots of callbacks to other stuff like they love to do.
Yeah, pulling off the shoe, I remember was one of the like
There's
callbacks
that. There's
to.
the cash going for.
Oh, going for the up top jump
Yeah.
and like missing. Yeah, no, they really, those two teams specifically really like to tell a continuous story between each of their matches whenever they get together,
Yes, they are very good storytellers.
which is really interesting because it's not something you see very often.
Especially not in AEW. Wham.
I mean, we see good matches, that's something.
Oh, yeah,
But yes,
absolutely.
we do need stories
I know.
occasionally. Speaking of stories, my favorite story, Tony Storm versus Thunder Rosa. We both got this right. TJ Madman got this wrong.
Was a solid enough match.
Yeah, it was good. It basically like it was a good tight middle of the road title defense for the middle of the reign. The main thing it seems to have set up is that now Thunder Rosa is feuding with Deonna Purrazzo.
Yeah.
They just had a match on, I believe it's Rampage. And that was really, solid too. But I think that's going to be the thing for those two going forward.
Right.
And then Toni Storm had a match against Anna Jay because Anna Jay attacked Mariah May. Tony Storm did win the match with like just awesome moves that I just have. I said recently how much I love Tony Storm's character.
I mean, you like, have.
I love it so
now
much.
Now she's got a new challenger in the wings.
Oh yeah, Serena Deeb.
Yeah, that should be good.
That'll be a good match. I don't like. I don't. Whenever we get to it, I'm not predicting that Deeb's going to be
obviously.
But
it should be good.
Yeah, it'll be a good technical match. Yeah, I'll just. I don't like. How do you beat Toni Storm? Like, I don't know who you would put in that position to do so.
I mean, no one right this second.
Yeah,
but it's not like she's not Roman Reigns.
That's true.
Like
it's not been like
she'll win.
Years.
She'll lose eventually.
Right. Yeah, probably to Wendi Richter. Like she keeps calling out.
Yeah.
Like constantly. Oh, I was gonna say. I don't know if you watched the press conference, but as always, Toni Storm kind of stole the show.
Mm-hmm.
She was asked about. Nikki Garcia, Nikki Bella, saying that she was going to come to AEW or like had thought about coming to AEW.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Tony Khan said he would be totally on board for, and I forgot that like it's part of Brian Danielson's family, so it's like a family to him is what he said.
Yeah.
Anyway, her response was that Nikki Garcia can't hold a pussy scented candle to me.
Wow. Okay.
Just,
well, shit.
Oh, every time, like they have the press conference, she just blows it away. I don't care who else is doing it. Even MJF, I don't think he really compared to her once she hit this character, which is saying a fucking lot.
Saying that you're delusional.
Sir, I will fight you on the field of honor if you must.
I mean, you can if you want. You're wrong. She's awesome, but to suggest that she's better than MJF, that's just your bias against MJF coming out.
I mean, I am sick of him being so much better than me, because I know it.
Yeah.
So, plus I have that thing against Jews, but we don't really talk about that. Yeah. All right, so next on our list was Will Ospreay versus the said Danielson. And do you want to just like take 10 minutes to like talk about it for yourself?
Dude, what a fucking match. Holy shit.
I think this is legitimate. I've read that it got 6.5 stars or some shit like that. Like
I don't really give a fuck about that, but like the match was unbelievable. Like, it was probably one of the, not even probably, it was one of the greatest wrestling matches I've ever seen.
Yeah, I have really no notes about it.
It was so good.
I even, because, like, I can, like, watch a really great technical match and be like, oh, it doesn't have a really good story, but this one even had really good story. Like, just one of the things I read that I thought was really, really telling was at the very end when they're at the opposite corners, and like Danielson's going for the knee, and Ospreay's going to go for the elbow. They said this is basically the end of an anime fight.
That's exactly what it was. It was so cool.
Oh, and then to have the ending with like the ref calling over the doctor, but Ospreay not seeing it, and then hitting the hidden blade.
Yeah,
it was all just perfectly done. No notes,
dude. It was so good. I'm just really curious to see like what like. Uh-huh. Because the whole basically like how it ended with like Danielson being like hurt and Ospreay not knowing and everything, and then it's like coming to the realization and Ospreay just like being like, oh no,
right?
Like, I'm curious what comes like next from all that.
Well, the first thing, because it happened at the press conference, he is officially retired the Tiger Driver 91.
Yeah.
Which I think I like the storyline of it, but I also, as I watched, I was like, yeah, but he hit that perfectly. Like, that was the safest Tiger Driver 91 I've seen so far.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like, yeah, no, that makes sense. And then if he does decide to pull it out, like, in huge desperations every so often, it makes it mean even more.
Exactly. Like, oh, so he promised to never do again. What drove him to this,
but like,
or whatever.
He has to pull out everything in order to win this match. Yeah. Really no notes. Will Ospreay went on to then get a title shot in the for the international title, in which was in a legitimately really creative match that was not overly complicated, but I've never seen before. Did you see like the rules of how this match worked?
No.
Okay, so it was a, I'm calling it, they call it something different, but I, because it's based on Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
But I like did it, think of it as a sudden death gauntlet match. So basically two guys start in the ring. They start fighting. There's no countdown or anything. At a certain interval time, a new guy will come out. Whoever gets the first pinfall or submission is the winner. And that's it. And it does, there's no number of how many people could come out. It's whenever the first pinfall or submission happens, that's the winner of the match. And through a bunch of stuff, it was Will Ospreay, I think, that pinned Jay White, because they're going to do a match because of that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, like it was, I thought it was a really cool idea. I think, because like a lot of times when you put matches together that have never been seen before, they get overly complicated and full of themselves. This one was really straightforward. I do think I would have put up a clock for like countdowns of people coming in. If they do it again, I think that's a better way to do it, just because it gets the crowd more into it and excited about who could be coming out.
Right.
But the concept itself makes sense, and it's a really cool way to like show a lot of people in one match, basically. So, yeah. So, no notes. Really liked it. Will gets an international title match against Roderick Strong at Double or Nothing. In the interview where they were talking about that, the Kingdom said to Tony Khan to say neck strong, because they know better than anybody how to get somebody through a neck injury.
Jesus.
Just made me laugh.
So do you think that this hype train is going to continue and Ospreay is actually going to get the title?
The way he's been like built, it seems like it's hard for Roderick to win, but I could also see the way that they're building that the break with the Don Callis family costs him the title in some way.
That's like, kind of what I'm hoping.
Yeah. They definitely like hinted at like, cause like, Kyle Fletcher got talked down to by Don Callis after he lost a match and Swerve Strickland. They're hinting at those two like doing the Empire in AEW.
I hope so, especially if Mark Davis is back, because that would be cool.
Yeah. So that might be what we're getting to, is like Don Callis is going to push them too far.
Yeah, and those two leave.
Ospreay, and then, yeah, it'll be the...
The only thing Empire. I don't know about that, honestly, is just the fact that like Fletcher's just like really come into his own as a competitor. So I don't know if, even though it's not a downgrade to me, I know what everyone else will think it is. If he's quote unquote downgraded to being in a tag team again with Mark Davis. Because once you become once you have singles success, apparently you can't become a tag team again.
Yeah, I could see like them doing it either way. I think honestly it would depend on what they do with them. Like if they have them feuding for the titles, then I don't see a problem with it.
Right.
But yeah, we'll have to wait and see what they decide to do. But that seems to be, for my money, what they're doing, like why they're alienating those two specifically.
Yeah.
But it end up being that. And then our last match was the other match that DJ Manon got right and we got wrong. Samoa Joe versus Swerve Strickland. But I, like, as the match was starting and I heard the crowd, I was like, oh, Swerve's going to win. Like, if they don't do it now, it's not going to happen. So, yeah, I, like, as the match was happening, like, well, we got that wrong.
And the funny thing is, any other time, I would have been like, oh, no, I'm going to go with my gut on this one. Like, I got to, it's too, like, it has to happen. Like, he is too hyped. It has to happen. Yeah. I would usually, any other time, I would, like, pull the trigger on that guess. But this time I was like, no, because every time I've done that, I've been wrong.
Oh, just gotta listen to your gut, except for those times when you shouldn't listen to your gut.
Exactly.
The match itself was really good, like really good. It because it had to follow fucking Danielson and Ospreay. It was impressive that they did as well as they did. Because like the way the card was set up, it was Danielson Ospreay, then the ladder match, then Swerve and Joe, so they had to follow a lot.
Yeah.
And I think they really pulled it off.
There was like, it was crazy too, because the crowd was into it, like everything. Oh, yeah. They didn't get too tired from it. You know what I mean?
It yeah, and I like the little, I like the little touches, like that Joe like did his, you know, walk off, but Swerve like stopped himself.
Yeah.
So like he surprised Joe. I'm interested. Well, okay, so storyline wise, on Collision, Swerve put his world title on the line against anybody, and Claudio Castagnoli came out, and they just said, "Let's fucking have a pay-per-view match." By the way, if you like, if you don't go back and watch anything this week, go, you specifically, Art Advice, go watch Claudio versus Swerve on Collision. It was fucking phenomenal.
What? Who'd have thought?
Well, just as a example, Swerve went for the stomp off the top rope while Claudio was standing. Mm-hmm. He landed on Claudio's shoulders. Claudio shrugged him off and hit a European uppercut.
That's awesome. Holy shit.
Like, they stumbled a little bit, but just, like, not enough that it was bad. Mm. It was just like, oh my God, how did that happen? And then, yeah, it was literally a pay-per-view match on free TV, like 6 days after another pay-per-view match. And the only thing that storyline-wise is that when Claudio, like, lost, he, like, shook Swerve's hand and then pointed at Nana and said something, which I don't know what he said. My thought was, you don't need him, is what he said or something. So maybe that's starting that. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, he's, again, it's a heel faction with now a face being the head of it. So
yeah,
something has to happen.
My thought might be that you might turn Nana face, at least like keep him with Swerve because he's such a cool part of the Swerve presentation. But I don't know.
Like, faces, like nowadays though, faces with managers just never really work.
Yeah. It's not like Swerve needs it. It's just, it is such like his dance and everything is such a,
yeah,
I think an part of what started him to turn face anyway.
That's exactly what started it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we'll have to wait and see how they decide to handle it. It is like a weird situation. But also, like, I will say that.
All I was going to say is there is times where it's just, you don't overthink it and you just roll with it.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you could just be like, you know what? People like this. We're not going to overdo this. We're just going to have Nana, like, manage Swerve and
let it run.
So far what they've done is just let Nana manage Swerve, and like they don't even really mention the Mogul Embassy.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I bet they're probably doing ROH stuff. I'm sure Nana's there with them, but it's just like they're kind of separate things at this moment. So yeah, I don't know. He also, Swerve did say on Collision that he thought the Elite's attack on Tony Khan was a bitch move.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a nice touch. So but yeah, that's about everything. I'm trying to think if there's any other storyline stuff that happened on Rampage or Collision or Dynamite that I'm
not that I most know of.
Yeah, most of it's been fallout from the pay-per-view. I'm just like running through the Rolodex of
matches. Apparently Kyle O'Reilly was on AEW, and apparently it was really good.
I did not know that. That is, I will definitely check that out. Yeah, Kyle O'Reilly did an interview where he was talking about being back in Winnipeg. So that he'll be on Dynamite. Trying to think if there's anything else like that's coming up on Dynamite that needed to be discussed. I mentioned the TNT title match with Malachi.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I think this is just one of those ones, because after the pay-per-view, usually it happens like this, that we just go through the card and then it pretty much takes care of everything else that's happened.
What's the Athena doing nowadays?
Oh, yeah. She had a really great match on AEW Rampage a couple weeks ago, like as part of a 3-block. She was the main event.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, she's back in ROH. She's still dominant as fuck. Her match on Rampage was awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's like, if you're going to spend the money for Honor Club, as far as I can tell, she's the main reason to spend that money.
Yeah,
Because her reign's been awesome. Yeah, I don't know if they have any plans once she loses the title, because right now it's her and Sparks are both the champions because Sparks won the TV title. And
Wait,
now,
again?
what's her name? Billie Sparks. Yeah, the young girl, the 18-year-old that's like Athena's
You
minion.
say she won the TV title?
Yeah, there's a TV women's championship. I thought you knew that they introduced that.
Nope.
Yep.
News to
They,
me.
yep. That was at the last ROH pay-per-view. She won what was a tournament. I forget against
Ah,
who.
okay.
But yeah. And she also, Athena also has another minion who is, it's Lexi, I think,
Yeah,
who's
something
one
like that.
backstage commentators. For the Rampage match, Lexi did the introductions for Athena and her opponent, and it was really, really good how like over the top she went for Athena. So that's just becoming a whole thing. And again, it's like, yeah, that's the main reason if you're going to spend money to watch ROH, that would be why I would do it. One thing that's not about title, Rey Fénix is back.
Oh, I
He
think I saw something about that.
fought a luchador, the what was his name? Mortis the Beast, I think is what they call him. He's like a giant guy that kind of has a bull mask and is
Black
insanely
Taurus?
fucking athletic. No, it was, I think it was Mortis the Beast. Like,
What?
he hasn't been on AEW TV before. This was
Okay.
his first
Never
match.
mind.
He'd been on ROH before.
Okay. Because I know Black
To get,
Taurus is like that.
yeah, he's about, he's sort of similar size. But like one of the things he did a plancha to Phoenix, but then turned it into like a twisting tornado splash, like from a suicide dive. It was insane. He basically just beat the shit out of Phoenix for most of the match, and then Phoenix just barely won. So you're probably going to see that guy again since they gave him such a strong showing. Oh, yeah, I forgot this part, which is also something that happened on Collision that you'll be very happy
I'm
about.
never happy.
The Acclaim had a tag match against the Grizzled Young
Oh, yeah, I
Veterans.
heard about that.
Yes, and yeah, like I knew of them in their time in NXT, but I don't know if I ever watched them. They're as good as I thought they were
They were
going to be.
especially good in NXT UK.
Yep. They were really good in this match. They took the Acclaim to the limits. Nigel and Tony had a really funny thing on commentary where Nigel's like was talking about their grit your teeth thing. And Nigel's like, you know what grit your teeth means, Tony? And Tony's like, no, I don't. And then like you hear a smack sound and Tony's like, oh, why'd you have to hit me? And Nigel's like, grit your teeth.
Oh, they're
Oh,
so
yeah.
good, dude. Like former NXT UK tag champs. And they were
Yeah.
in NXT UK specifically, they were so good.
Yeah, I don't know if they're like I don't know if they're officially part of the company or if it's just one of those one-off matches, but I hope they get to do more matches.
The
There
bald
was just
one actually won. I think he won like the second, I want to say the second ever NXT UK tournament. Back before NXT UK had an actual like
title.
show or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because the first one was won by Tyler Bate.
Right.
And then I think
Makes
this
sense.
guy won the second one.
Yeah, no, I can see why. Like they were both really, really impressive in that British style. So
Yeah, they're pretty
yeah,
awesome.
I hope we get to see more of
Me
them.
too.
And not just an ROH, which I'm sure they'll also do.
God, I hope not, man. They're so talented, dude.
Yeah, but like they're basically washing people back and forth between the two. So if, like Anna Jay, just for as the I guess like this last not maybe this last week or the week before, became the first person to be on all four TV shows. She was on
Jeez.
Dynamite, ROH, Collision, and Rampage in 1 week.
Holy
So
crap.
like yeah, they're just yeah.
Hope Jack Perry gave her plenty of massages.
I kind of hope she gets to do something with the Jack Perry, like she gets to ride that coattail, because like
That'd be
I don't
cool.
know, she did just get to fight the world champion, but her she doesn't seem to have any character anymore. Like
Yeah.
it's just sort of her,
Right.
which Not that she's doing a bad job. It's just like she needs to find a voice, a particular voice, I think,
I get what you're
outside of
saying.
just being part of a group, which I just said be part of a group, but like be yourself as part of that group is what I'm
Yeah.
saying. Like
Well, her
be the
friend is
woman.
busy being a mom.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
So,
Ty Conti. I mean, isn't that baby grown already? Why the fuck is she spinning so far away?
how is that baby not doing 630s off the top of a turnbuckle into a table at this point?
Oh, that's how it came out of the
Yeah,
uterus. Just like,
right. Oh, the baby's crowning. All right, get the table.
Oh, speaking of which, I wonder where Sammy Guevara is or like when he'll be
Isn't he
back.
injured?
Yeah, I believe he got injured, but I'm just wondering like how long it'll be. Also, somebody else is wondering about Danhausen because I think it was at the pay-per-view. There was a sign in the crowd that literally had Danhausen's picture and said missing under it. And,
Oh.
yeah, where is Danhausen? Why am no Danhausen? I miss
I mean, he
Danhausen.
is very evil. Maybe
It,
he's
but he's
getting,
also very nice.
that's true. Maybe he's getting ready to join Trent because he's very evil. Or maybe
Oh,
he's
yeah.
going to stick with Orange Cassidy because he's very nice.
I mean, he could pretty much do either.
It's true because he's both very evil and very nice. So I
I
hear.
have been waiting for him to pop up in this best friends feud because, like, he's part of this whole thing.
Right?
But so far, no sign of Danhausen. Anyway, yeah, I think that's everything. I think now I've hit on everything that I wanted to make sure I said. So good thing I thought about it for a minute because I would have forgot the grizzled young veterans, and I was like, that
How
was
can
the
you
main
forget
thing I
about
wanted to say to you.
grizzled young veterans?
Mostly because it wasn't about a title or directly part of the pay-per-view,
That's
so
fair.
that's yeah. All right, but yeah, so let's see. This Monday we're going back to Deep Space Nine. I believe the episode is Dr. Bashir, I assume, which is the episode where Dr. Bashir is considered to be the model for the new emergency hologram medical thing
Yeah.
like we see on Voyager. But it's also a big turning point, like major shift in his character, which we'll talk about. But yeah, so there's that. And then next Wednesday, we decide we're going to go with the third episode of Psych,
Woo! Fuck
which
yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but it
Fuck
has to
yeah.
do with a ring
Fuck yeah.
that is stolen at a wedding. So yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right. I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, no. See you.